KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate with Ray Post, the best place for real estate news and commentary. Now, broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's guest host Steve Riemann with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. Welcome especially to those that are listening on our streaming today. We'll give you more information on that shortly. This is Steve Riemann. I'm Santa Fe Area Manager with Fidelity National Title Insurance Company, and I am guest hosting the show for today as Ray Post, the Associate Broker of Sotheby's International Realty, takes the day off, and we hope, Ray, that you're having a nice, easy afternoon. Joining me here in the KTRC studio is my colleague from Fidelity's Taos, New Mexico office, Melinda Fernandez, an escrow officer with the company. Welcome, Melinda.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me today.
We're glad that you're here. In a few minutes, Melinda and I will offer you some perspective on, on what's going on in the Taos area, and it's quite significant as it lends itself to issues of title insurance throughout the state of New Mexico. We'll also give you some information on the latest buyer-seller news and where you need to go to acquire your new home here in Santa Fe and other places. Also in the studio today to join us is Ron Blessy, the home buyer's mortgage representative, part owner, part star, and we'll be having a discussion here with just a minute for Ron. But before we get started, I want to invite you to go to our website to see all of the businesses who are fans and supporters of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and click on your respective tabs to meet with our friends and obtain information on the services that they render. Remember that all your friends around the country can tune in right now to All Things Real Estate via the Internet. Simply go to santafe.com, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button, and we welcome those of you around the country to All Things Real Estate Radio. So, Gino Thompson, our producer, let's jump into today's show by introducing Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. Ron, what do you have for our listeners today?
Well, good afternoon, Steve. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today. Today I'm going to talk about what buyers need to do when it comes to title insurance. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke about what sellers can do to be proactive in the process to make sure that there aren't any issues that come up that might impede their closing. Today, we're going to talk about what buyers can do. So once a fully executed contract is obtained, a title binder is sent to the buyer along with all the underlying documents, and it's important for the buyer to look these documents over and familiarize themselves with what they've received. Mainly, they want to see what the requirements are and what the exceptions may be to the title policy, because that's going to impact how the deal goes down. And sometimes buyers may not know that they have a lien or a judgment against them, and either one of those could impede the closing for sure, and they have to be addressed right away, because from a lender's standpoint, that could prevent the closing from happening. So that's very important to note. Also, if you're buying in a PUD, a planned unit development, you receive a copy of the CC&Rs, which are the covenants, conditions, covenants, and restrictions. Those should be gone over thoroughly to understand what's allowable, what's not allowable, what's expected of them as a homeowner. And I've seen in certain cases where a shared well or shared road agreement may be part of that process. And so the buyer wants to familiarize themselves with what's required there, yearly fees, what they have to do to maintain, et cetera. Also, a survey will be provided, which will show the boundaries of the property and the relationship of the building and outbuildings to those property lines and any of the setbacks. And if there are violations to the setbacks or if there are easements of that nature, those are things that need to be understood. And in some cases, those things have to be cured in order to get the closing done. And finally, we provide borrowers with a fee worksheet and a good faith estimate of all the fees associated with the transaction, which dovetails into what the contract shows. And it's important just to make sure that that matches what the contract states buyer and seller will pay, so that you're absolutely clear that that's the case. Because if something is not right, a change of circumstance form has to be signed, the fees have to be redisclosed, and 3 days have to elapse before a closing can happen. So these are things that are all very important for buyers.
And Ron, I know that you are quite skillful in navigating or help folks navigating through this whole process. Is it something that you would take on per se with consumers with respect to understanding title commitments? I know you have a long-standing knowledge of them. Is that something that you can offer assistance to your home buyers with?
Well, yes. Where it comes to what the lenders are requiring, absolutely. I think it's important that they know that, that buyers know that. And certainly the escrow officer, such as yourself from a lender, who are very skilled as well, can be queried on some of these things too. But from the lending standpoint, it's very important that me as a lender can explain what is in that title bond.
Great. And folks, if you have not met Ron Blessy, we encourage you to do that. Ron is seasoned beyond his age, quite experienced in this, you know how to ally yourselves with consumers to get through the difficult process that lending is now.
That's very important, yes.
Yeah. You've got to be a friend and an ally first.
You do.
As well as a professional, competent professional, to get people through through the difficult process of getting loans right now.
And it is a difficult process, but it's one that can be achieved nonetheless.
All you've got to do is have a couple of professionals alongside and a little patience.
Right. So I can be reached on my email address, ron@ronblessy.com, or at my office, 505-986-9050, if anyone has any questions. And feel free to ask at any time.
Great, Ron. We appreciate it a lot. We thank you for being a real partner here with All Things Real Estate. Before we get to our other in-studio guest, I want to take time. It's been a while since I've been on the radio here, and I want to acknowledge that a lot of you have asked in when I'll be back on the show. I've got a couple of emails and stuff. I'm starting to build a fan base.
Oh, you have groupies.
It's pretty exciting out there. We just come back from a month-long vacation to Glacier National Park, where we obviously had a wonderful time. And so I'm glad to be back in the studio with Gino and friends. I want to hand out some kudos right away to Kim Shanahan and Terry Buell from the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association for last week's extremely successful Hacienda Parade of Homes. Was very well attended. Folks got the opportunity to see a dozen and a half fabulous homes, remodels, as well as new construction, and really see some of the more contemporary construction in our community. It was excellent. So many of the homes in compliance with moving codes for city and county green requirements, so many of the homes are so super efficient, so well insulated, so the latest in heat recovery ventilators and those kinds of things, that it's really exciting to see what is happening in the construction trades. I want to specifically send congratulations to Frank Gonzalez of Gianardi Construction. He was the Grand Hacienda winner with a wonderful home. Frank Yardman Construction had a fine entry. Friends of ours, Will Pruill at Pruill Construction Builders, Yuki Murata and Chris Long at Wheeler Construction, and also to Stephen Beavers and Kendra Hennington with their fine home presented by Hawks Holdings. Also want to give a shout-out to the Gallup Real Estate Brokers. I'm heading your way right after the show. Going to do a couple of days of CE and mandatory course instruction in Gallup, and I know that they're listening and anticipating a couple of good days of CE. So there you have it, and thanks for the indulgence of my personal kudos that needed to go out. I want to introduce you today to Melinda Fernandez. Melinda is an escrow officer extraordinaire. I'm not sure that says that on your card, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Melinda is an escrow officer with our Taos, Fidelity's Taos operation, and very nice to have you in the studio today.
Thank you so much.
You look wonderful and refreshed. We're looking forward to your comments. Taos has been a hotbed this year of activity. Why don't you tell us a little bit of opening remarks about that?
It sure has. First of all, it's really nice to come to Santa Fe today to be on the radio show. Thank you so much, Steve. And I know that our Taos realtors love it when you come to Taos to do your CE courses. They always say, we just love that Steve. He's our absolute favorite. So it's very true. But we have had some challenging title issues come up in the Taos area. And part of that has been some claims that have been made against two of the land grants in the area. And those two land grants are the Cristobal de la Serna land grant and the Arroyo Hondo land grant. And there were some individuals that filed some deeds against those two land grants that have caused some clouds in title to property there.
Okay. For our consumers, let's break this down a little bit. We're talking about claims and lawsuits filed by historical owners of the land grants claiming what?
They're basically claiming that they have some sort of title or a claim to the land grants, to the properties within those land grants, some sort of ownership. That's been kind of one of the problems that we're having. In each land grant, documents were filed of record in the Taos County Clerk's Office, which clouded title to all of the lands within those respective grants. In the Serna grant, an individual recorded two deeds which purported to transfer ownership of the entire grant to the Board of Trustees of the grant. In the Arroyo Hondo land grant, an assignment of patent was recorded that included a deed for the entire grant in favor of the Board of Trustees of the grant. Each of these filings was sufficient to impair title to all of the lands within each of these land grants.
Impair title. We're talking about homeowners, lenders, etc., their titles being threatened because of these historical lawsuits that were being claimed. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Great. That's a hotbed issue for sure. Gino, I know we need to take a break. Folks, hang on. We're going to come back with Melinda. We're going to break this down to you know exactly what's going on in the Taos market and how it relates to the rest of New Mexico. So we'll take a break, Gino, with that. And thanks for listening, folks.
Now here's your host, Steve Riemann, with Fidelity National Title.
Welcome back this Sunday to All Things Real Estate on KTRC 1260 Talk Radio here in Santa Fe. I am Steve Riemann, Area Manager for the premier title company in America, Fidelity National Title. Before we begin reintroducing and discussing with our in-studio guests, I'd like to tell you about the well-regarded institution, Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable leads trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. That's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own real estate or estate planning needs. Welcome back to Melinda Fernandez, the closing officer from Taos Office of Fidelity National Title, and doing a bang-up job up there in light of a huge issue where, and to summarize if I can, where historical landowners or heirs of historical landowners made claims to properties that were already either otherwise owned, otherwise developed, otherwise insured as homeowners by the various title companies up there. Can you tell us, Melinda, how much of the town that this encompassed? How big a problem was this?
There are two land grants that are involved. In the Cristobal de la Serna land grant, there are 9,681 assessed properties that have been affected by this issue. In the Arroyo Hondo land grant, there are 3,074 properties that have been affected by this. And part of the issue with when you're purchasing a home is you do want clear title to that home. And when a prospective buyer is looking at a title report, they don't want to see that there's any kind of exceptions or clouds made in the title. And within these two land grants, the filing of these deeds essentially created a cloud in the title. And in the Serna land grant, there's 22,000 acres that are affected by this. And in the Arroyo Hondo land grant, there's 20,000 acres. So you can imagine that that's a large amount of land that's been affected by these filings of these deeds.
That's huge, and obviously had a huge impact on the real estate market in Taos this summer. If I can, I'd like to break this down a little bit into the various contingencies that were affected by these lawsuits. For instance, how about people who already own their homes, already have title insurance from Fidelity National Title and the other underwriters that operate up there? How were those folks impacted in terms of their title insurance and these claims for historical ownership?
The title companies stand by the titles that have been issued on these properties. We stand by our title insurance, and we are ready and willing to defend our clients that have title insurance and already own their home. We're willing to do research. We've gone to bat for these homeowners. If they are planning on selling their home, we are absolutely looking into the issue and trying to be as proactive as possible in filing court filings and trying to resolve the situation.
Okay, so great. Let's first distinguish then that those that are insured by title insurance up there are still insured. They're still protected.
Absolutely.
They're still indemnified against any loss from
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
It's perhaps the newer segment of people now wishing to transact, whether it's loans or purchases of homes, etc. It's that newest contingency that wants to now engage in real estate that
right.
has to look at the reality of these lawsuits. Isn't that correct?
Right. Absolutely. Essentially, the filings brought any real estate commerce within the grant to a halt in some cases. The real estate activity in those two areas accounts for about 40% of the real estate market in the county. Sellers couldn't sell and lenders couldn't make loans on the areas until the clouds and the titles were removed. The title insurance industry has actually stepped up and has assisted in people that have had prior title insurance and say that you've got a new buyer who's looking into purchasing a home there. The title insurance that the seller has still stands, and we are still willing to insure over some of the issues within the land grant.
And that's obviously an assurance that existing homeowners need to have.
Right.
And in fact, the title underwriters, have they not, actually brought suits in response to these particular filings
yes.
to help defend the insureds up there. And as I understand it, one of them has already been successfully won in the courts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cristobal de la Serna land grant, that lawsuit has been settled. And the title industry cooperated with the town of Taos in preparing and filing in state district court lawsuit against the Serna Grant Board of Trustees, where the town sought to have those deeds voided and set aside. The Serna grant litigation was successfully concluded at the end of July with a ruling that did just that. In the Hondo land grant, three underwriters, which are First American Title Insurance Company, Old Republic National Title Insurance Company, and Stewart, filed joint lawsuit in federal court against the Board of Trustees of the grant to have the recorded documents voided.
Okay, and since the Hondo grant lawsuit is still pending, we need to be very careful, obviously, to not engage in discussion about that. But the point is that the title underwriters are stepping up to try and resolve these issues. I know they've worked with the municipalities, they've worked with the legislature, and worked very hard to get a bill passed by the legislature, albeit it was not signed by the governor at the last session. Let's look at the other contingency then. Let's look at folks that want to buy and sell real estate in the fabulous town of Taos. How does this lawsuit, how do these land grant filings affect them?
The land grant filing in the Cristobal de la Serna area being that that whole situation has been resolved, the landowners can now freely buy and sell properties in that land grant without any kind of cloud in their title. So those are free and clear. In the Hondo grant, that's still pending. And so once that's been resolved, then those landowners can also sell their properties or buy properties free and clear without any kind of title problem.
And obviously the lenders such as Home Buyers Mortgage and Ron Blessy, they need protection to make sure that their lien of the mortgage document is enforceable against that property without any exceptions such as these land grants. Isn't that right, Ron?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That's very very true. And without that being taken care of, a loan can't be put on that property.
Melinda, let me ask you a baited question, if I can. Why will the title companies not necessarily step up and ignore this claim in order to protect the real estate industry as they see it in Taos?
Because part of the issue is that there is potentially legitimacy to these claims. And there could be a rightful claim by some of the heirs within the land grants. And it's part of our responsibility to work with the community and try to assist in validating people's different title claims and different real estate options.
And as a part of the disclosure of our industry, we're responsible to let people know what exists.
Exactly.
Now, we're working hard to solve it and to protect the new owners, protect the rightful owners, whether they be the original land grant owners or some successors. But it's a matter of disclosure that we at least bring it up that the problem exists. We're working with the community to try and move past the problem and to continue, obviously, fruitful real estate operations. Yet at the same time, we have to honor those that think that they do have a claim to present.
That's absolutely right, yes.
That's great. Well, it seems to me that the industry is moving forward in spite of these land grant claims, and perhaps in a short period of time, the other lawsuit will get settled and life will be back to normal in Taos. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes, back to business as usual. And Taos is such a wonderful place to live and work and play, and I absolutely love working there, and I just think that the Taos community is a wonderful place to visit and buy your prospective home.
There you go. Well, folks, when you do, we, of course, want to recommend that you work with Melinda and Fidelity National Title in Taos. With that, we're running out of time for this segment. Gino, let's take a break and come back. Folks, thanks for staying with us for the balance of the show.
60 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Steve Riemann, with Fidelity National Title.
Welcome back, listeners across the Fruited Plain, to All Things Real Estate Sunday Edition. I now want to introduce well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll. Hi, Annie, and welcome to the show today.
Hi, Steve. Thank you.
Great. You know, Annie, we are coming near the end of summer. God, damn it. Any suggestions for the listeners as we get ready for the change of seasons?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank Melinda for really bringing all the Taos issues to the forefront. I have clients up there, and I was working with them recently in Arroyo Hondo, and they were thinking of selling their house and were kind of filling me in. So I hope that that whole situation gets resolved for everybody quickly.
Sure,
but it's nice to really hear about it from her.
Thanks, Annie.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about how people can use interior designers for remodeling or new construction. I think there's a myth that if you hire a designer, it's just very expensive and sort of an extravagance. And I think that it's so important right now when people are thinking of remodeling or building, even to just focus with a designer on finish selection and really how the house flows, because those things are really going to, in the end, inform buyers when a customer goes to sell their home. And I think it's really money well spent, and I think a lot of interior designers are just, they do get involved in construction, they do get involved in remodeling. I know I certainly do. That's a big part of my business. But I think that I just wanted to sort of mention that as we go into fall, that people are looking at remodeling their houses maybe instead of moving, or fixing them up and making them great so that they can sell them down the road. And I think it's important to bring someone in that has a color sense and has sort of a seamlessness about the flow of a house, especially when you remodel, so that it really works with the existing home.
Well, Annie, you're sure preaching to the choir, because I can personally tell you that when I remodeled my last home, I absolutely knew exactly what I was going to do, and then at the last minute brought an interior designer in just to look over my shoulder and make sure that I was right. And as it turns out, I was entirely wrong. And had I followed through with the plan I was on, I'd have had a heck of a house as compared to the wonderful home that my designer helped me. So there's no questioning your input, your contribution to those of us that that want to and need to remodel our homes. And your services are well worth whatever extraordinary price that you might charge.
Well, and there's so many different ways of working with designers. I mean, it could be a bathroom or just a kitchen. It could be a small space. I think that there's a perception that we do large homes and really only that, and it's really not true, especially, you know, as the world has changed, everybody's really changed their business model, and so I want to just kind of emphasize that it would be worthwhile to at least pick up the phone and maybe get some consultation, and it doesn't even have to really necessarily be a lot of time, but
no, it doesn't. We all need the advice, that's so, for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you, Annie, for that useful observation. Again, folks, I want to encourage you to contact Annie for your interior design needs. Go to the website allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then on the right you can click on the Annie O'Carroll logo. And Annie, thanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And
thank
for those
you.
Of us that are doing remodeling, we need an ally and a friend in the world, and you are one extraordinary friend.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Good to have you. Have a great Sunday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. I now want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management, with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, we encourage you to call Tom Simon at Westgate Properties, 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And thank you, Tom, for your support of All Things Radio. Ray can't do this all by himself. I want to shift gears and tell you that earlier, Ray Post had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etrie, co-owner of Stephen's, a consignment gallery, about how Santa Fe galleries are good summertime destinations. Let's take a listen to what they had to say about this topic.
Hi, Stephen. Welcome back to All Things Real Estate.
Hey, Ray. It's great to be back with you.
You know, a couple of things that we've talked about in the past, but one thing that I think the listeners would be interested in is really how galleries here in Santa Fe are a really terrific summertime destination.
Well, you know, as most of the listeners are probably well aware, Santa Fe is a wonderful destination for folks from not just here in America, but from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that people come here for is the art scene.
Right.
That's one of many characteristics that has created the city different. And Santa Fe, if I recall, Santa Fe is in the top five gallery population per capita anywhere in the country.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And even with some of the dropout that we may have seen over the last 3 or 4 years, Santa Fe still has a very large kind of corral, may I say, of
right.
galleries that people can enjoy.
And very diverse art. I mean, that's
absolutely.
What's incredible to me, and you appreciate this because you are educated in this area much more than I am, but for a city of only 60,000 people, the diversity of art mm-hmm. is like a huge city, isn't it?
Well, again, you know, we have a very high per capita number of galleries, and the diversity, it's not just regional art, it's not just local New Mexico or Western or a cowboy. It really is. I mean, we have galleries here that really are on par with New York City galleries in what they carry in their inventory as well as how they present it. The galleries, we've got some beautiful galleries that have been remodeled on Canyon Road as well as the newest ones over on Guadalupe Street.
Right, down near the rail yard.
Exactly.
Well, and
yeah.
that probably goes back to what you said at the top of this conversation. The constituency that shops the galleries are sophisticated people from around the world, and so they have an expectation, even though they're coming to lovely little Santa Fe, for their art gallery to be pretty first class, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, when people come here, there are high expectations. I'm sure most of the listeners have had, if there anybody's in the service industry, they know that people come to Santa Fe with some high expectations, and I think we perform very well.
Yeah.
And I think the gallery community performs extremely well.
Yeah, and you guys are pretty close-knit, too, aren't you?
We are. You know, there's the Gallery Association. There's lots of dealers and gallery directors that I deal with. We're very, very lucky to have what we have.
Well, before I come out of this conversation with you, Stephen, I want to give you a chance to talk about the unique nature of Stephen's Consignment Gallery as one of the premier galleries here in town. You've got 12,000 square feet, thousands of items. Actually, you are probably unique in this community and that you represent all forms of art as opposed to one distinct type.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when people come in, and I do know this, I just had some customers in who have just moved here from North Carolina. They were quite pleasantly surprised at the diversity of what we carry at Stephen's, a consignment gallery. It's not just art. It's good quality home furnishings and decorations. And people do not just decorate with art.
Uh-huh.
It's not... They establish a feel in their house with their furnishings. And we're fortunate enough to be able to offer a big variety and diversity in that realm.
As always, great and excellent commentary from Stephen Etree. And if you want to see all that Stephen's and Consignment Gallery has to offer, then stop on by at 2701 Cerrillos Road and tell them that you heard about the gallery on All Things Real Estate and receive a very special discount offer on any of the fine items offered for sale. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Absolutely. Great talking with Ray.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
That was Stephen Etree from Stephen's A Consignment Gallery and none other than the infamous Ray Post from Sotheby's International Realty and their discussion earlier this week. And surely Santa Fe, Taos, for that matter, are known as gallery sites around the country, and we're certainly very proud of that. We invite all of you to hit our galleries, including Stephen's, a consignment gallery. I now want to introduce Sonia Howell, authorized dealer for Sand Creek Post and Beam. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back with you.
Great. I think you have some interesting commentary you want to share about the listeners about a famous Barnes series that your company is pursuing. Is that correct?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, the website has just launched, and it is actually something I'm doing as a Sand Creek dealer. And so the first famous barn is going to be the Pearl Stable in San Antonio. And we're really excited, too, because not only will this be a monthly series on the website, famousbarns.com, but it is also going to be a regular series in the Cowboy Way, which is about a two-year-old publication that is actually published by a former editor of Cowboys and Indians magazine. So it's really a great publication. I'm really honored to be a part of that.
And the Santa Fe Barns will feature how often one of these famous barns that we can enjoy and admire from around the country.
Well, the first, you know, we're going to be featuring a different famous barn every month. And as a matter of fact, I am going to be working with the New Mexico Historical Society to determine, definitely New Mexico, and the New Mexico barn will be featured in the series. The first one is in San Antonio, as I said, and it held the draft horses for the famous Pearl Brewery, which actually closed a few years ago, but the former owner of Pace Bacani Sauce has purchased the whole 22-acre complex. And the Pearl Stable that used to hold the 60 draft horses is now an entertainment venue that actually will host a luncheon for Carolyn Kennedy. So it's quite a transformation over the this table's 117-year history.
Wow.
I think it'll be really exciting.
I'll bet it will. You know, when you travel around this country, as my wife Angie and I just did for our summer vacation, and you see some of the old historical structures out in the West that some of them appear to be dilapidated or, you know, no longer being occupied, you just hate it to see them deteriorate, and you just wonder, can't somebody come along and invest in this and rejuvenate these wonderful old places? And apparently you folks are doing that, so congratulations.
Yes, we're trying to be as involved as we can in the restoration and the creation of new ones. And that's another reason why this famous barn series is so important to me. It's, you know, when we understand what gives the barn character, integrity, and longevity, that's how we help our clients make the best investment in their barn or outbuilding.
Sure.
So it's very important to us.
And it's great to honor these old structures and newer structures in that same way. Well, thank you, Sonia, for offering some very interesting discussion today. We want to invite our listeners to check out Sand Creek Post and Beam by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on Sonia Howell's contact information. Well, thanks, Sonia, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thanks. You too, Steve.
Great. Thanks so much. And, Gino, at this point, I think we'll take a break and come back with some more discussion here on KTRC All Things Real Estate Radio, and we'll be back in just a minute. So, by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment of the show, brought to you by our friends at Wynn Home Inspections. I want to give a shout-out to Randy and Paul and Bonnie, who do a fine job of running Wynn Home Inspections. Paul was my best man at my wedding a number of years ago, so we've been and remain good friends, and he runs a great company. Today I have Sotheby's International Realty Broker Jan Hamilton on the line. And beginning at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Jan will be hosting 1200 Gonzales Court for an open house of this terrific three-bedroom home. Welcome to the show, Jan.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Oh, doing just very well. Thanks so much.
Good.
You know how this works, Jan. You have about 3 minutes to sell the listeners on the attributes of 1200 Gonzales Court. Ready, go.
No. Well, first of all, Steve, I just want to say that Christina Bronco and I have been big supporters of all things real estate, and I do appreciate this opportunity today to talk a little bit about our newer listing at 1200 Gonzales Court. This home was built in the mid-1970s and completely remodeled in 2004. Gonzales Court is a private cul-de-sac, and this home sits on almost 2 acres with views to the west of the Hamas Mountains and tree foothill views to the east. You know, I just would like to say that, you know, over the last 15 to 20 years, I've really paid attention to the different traffic patterns around Santa Fe and how they've developed. And I think it's really challenging to find a spot really close to town that is really, truly private and peaceful. And 1200 Gonzales Court certainly is this property. The home is about 2,800 square feet. It has 3 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms. The floor plan is open. It includes 2 living areas, 2 fireplaces. And it has an office library area with an outside entrance that's very nice. There's a fabulous back off the kitchen dining area. It's covered, and it's just a really relaxing place to hang out. There are also brick patios, terraced gardens. There's a lovely water feature with a pond, a secluded dog run. And, of course, this home does have refrigerated air conditioning, a security system, and a 2-car garage. So, do I have time to tell the listeners how to get there?
You surely do.
Okay. The easiest way to reach this property is to go up Hyde Park Road and take a left on Gonzales Road. There will be a Sotheby's open house sign there. You can just follow Gonzales Road around, follow the open house sign to Gonzales Court, and I will be there from 2 to 4. This property is priced at $685,000. And I really look forward to the listeners coming out today to view this beautiful home and gorgeous site.
Jan, sounds like a heck of a house and a property for $685.
It is. We really feel good about this property and think that it's a wonderful home for a new buyer now.
Well, we certainly hope that the buyer is listening to the show today and going to have one last cup of coffee and then head out to your open house from 2 to 4. Folks, if you've not met Jan Hamilton and Christina Bronco, our partner, we certainly want to recommend them to you and suggest today that you take an opportunity to stop by at 1200 Gonzales Court. You say you're there from 2 until...
2 until 4 o'clock this afternoon. But if someone needs to schedule another time to view this beautiful property, just call me at 690-8994.
Great. Well, thanks, Jan, and good luck to you and Christina today.
Thank you.
At the property of 1200 Gonzales Court.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
Well, bye-bye.
Folks, bye now. Folks, we're back in the studio now. I've got Ron Blessy with Home Buyers Mortgage and Melinda Fernandez from the Taos Office of Fidelity National Title. And we're discussing the Taos situation of filings that have been made by historical owners of the land grants, which have essentially threatened the titles to 12,000 properties up there, mm-hmm. assessed properties up there, quite a significant problem. And Ron, as a lender, not to create any anxiety, but this is kind of a spooky little issue, isn't it?
It is, because without affirmative coverage, the loan cannot be closed and the lien can't be placed on the property. So it is a sticky wicket,
okay.
If you will.
It sure is. And that's why you, Ron, rely on Fidelity and the other title insurance companies, don't you?
I do. And it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, where it's important to review the title binder to see what exceptions are on that binder and what, if any, encumbrances to the deal exist that might prevent it from closing.
Okay. Well, Melinda, back to you if we can. We've been talking about the significance of these issues, the wide scope that it has affected Taos homeowners with. Have you received a lot of phone calls with concerned citizens and those kinds of things?
I have received a lot of phone calls, and I do want to say thank you to both you and Ron for talking with me today about this very serious issue. And I also want to say that I've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of concern, but a lot of people who want to jump in and help. And some of those people have been the Taos County Association of Realtors, who have worked with the title companies and have worked with our office at Fidelity to really resolve this situation. And we've got some great employees at the Taos Fidelity office who have absolutely jumped in and helped with resolving the land grant situation. And we really do hope that the community is well served by the people that are working for them.
You know, and there's no way that any title insurer or anyone else can guarantee that the world is perfect and without claim and without scenario and or problem.
That's right.
The only thing that we really can do as title insurers or anyone else is to step up, address the issue head on, gather and rally our forces together in order to be able to resolve, while protecting the innocent, etc., also
right.
resolve what those issues are.
That's exactly right. And shows like this, All Things Real Estate, really do bring issues to light that maybe people aren't thinking about. But, you know, land grant issues are something that can come up throughout the whole state of New Mexico. And so it's really good to talk about these things on shows like this.
And that's true. There wasn't that many years ago that the issue arose just outside of Albuquerque.
That's right.
And other land grant owners made a claim. And again, you know, we certainly can't unilaterally dismiss those claims.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real legitimate claims. In fact, some of the Cerna landowners up there were really just interested in some properties that they know they still own, but reconfiguring it and putting mm-hmm. it into a position that they could transact it.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
To make it more usable land is what some of the land grant members were hoping to do.
And so in some cases, this looks like land grant activism, and other times it looks like honest folks just making a legitimate claim to their
right.
property, and yes, they have to file documents, they have to file a lawsuit to press it to
right.
the issue, but then at least everybody comes up to the table to help resolve it
That's right. That's why it's a really good community effort to try to bring these situations up and to try to resolve them. And also working with lenders such as Home Buyers Mortgage, and we really do appreciate that you're in place to help us to resolve the situations as well.
Yeah, and I have to say that if I were a buyer buying up in Taos, if I was fortunate enough to buy up there, and boy, I'd love to do that. I'd really want to be with someone like Melinda, who's as articulate and knowledgeable about all of this, because there again, you need that kind of guidance to get through the process, and it's critical to get to the end result. And I'm just so impressed with what I heard today. I think that it sounds like this is all going to get resolved and everybody's going to be happy.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Well, we've always talked about title insurance being the hub of the industry, the one unit that pulls together the buyer, the seller, the real estate brokers on either side, the lender, the appraisal. We pull all of that together into a process that makes it work. And so Melinda's obvious cooperative attitude to try and help alleviate the problems, help move the industry forward. We all know that, frankly, the industry doesn't move without title insurance.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And nobody wants to move forward unless they're indemnified and protected. And so when we can step up and help resolve issues and claims such of this nature, well, that's frankly what we're paid to do, and I'm proud to say we're doing it well in Taos. We still have a little work to do yet,
and the
courts and the legislature, I'm sure, will be continuing to address that so that we can move forward and protect the consumers of Taos County. Folks, Ron, bless you at Home Buyers Mortgage. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. You did a great job today. Thanks. Ray should be very proud of you.
Thanks very much. We'll tell Ray to take the next couple of weeks
all
off.
Right.
Melinda Fernandez from our Taos office. How do we reach you, Melinda?
My phone number in Taos is 575-758-2393, or you can reach me at melinda.fernandez@fnf.com.
FNF as in Fidelity National Financial.
That's exactly right.
Okay, great. Well, I want to thank Melinda for being here today, for Ron Blessy as well, and thank the other commentators for their valuable input today. Gino Thompson, our producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John back at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners a professional show today. I want to give thanks to all of our friends and co-workers at Fidelity National Title here in Santa Fe and nationwide. Folks, we invite you back to next Sunday's show. Again, all things real estate next Sunday at noon Mountain Time. Please join us there for the best in commentary and information about real estate. As Ray always says, we hope you prosper in all things real estate. Thanks very much, folks.
Talk 1260.